Today FM's Last Word on Tech with Matt Cooper and Volkswagen. Introducing the ID3, the next word in electric vehicles.
Now, you're very welcome back to The Last Word with me, Frank Graney, filling in for Matt on the show today. And I'm joined now by Andy O'Donoghue, tech journalist for Tech Tuesday. And Microsoft has been supposedly sniffing around the video sharing social networking app TikTok with a view to taking over its American operations. At the end of last week, it seemed its days in the US were numbered. That's after Donald Trump said it was going to be banned. However, he seems to have done a bit of a U-turn on that stance. Andy, TikTok has been around for a while, but it really took off during lockdown. And I suppose for those of us that didn't disgrace ourselves with it during those months cooped up at home, you might just outline what the app is all about and how popular it has become.
It's incredibly popular, Frank. The estimate is maybe as many as 800 million monthly active users. So that's a significant audience. About 10% of that, maybe 80 million in the USA. And TikTok is a social media app, and it is designed around creating video of 15 seconds, uploading it. And actually, it originally started Life in a Different Form. I think Musical.ly it was called. And it was pretty much a lip syncing kind of game or video creation app. So people would lip sync songs. Then it became, you know, kind of the dance meme. And now it's become incredibly popular, and really it dominates the audience sort of between that sort of 12 and 16 year old user. And that's where it is right now, incredibly popular and increasingly so in America.
Okay, so I suppose it's safe to say that the more popular a social media platform like this becomes, the more its value increases. Do we know what it's been valued at the moment?
Well, there's an estimate that it's owned by a company called ByteDance, Chinese internet company, and it's probably worth about $50 billion. So it's a significant business. And the talk about buying it, and this is really where it gets complicated and interesting, is that first of all, President Trump said that he wanted to ban it. And so there was the potential that the app would no longer be available for download in the USA.
And is that because of where it is developed? And clearly he's got a frosty relationship with his Chinese counterparts.
I think it's as simple as that, Frank. Don't forget the demographic is important. So we're not talking about, you know, Pentagon workers or civil servants. We're talking about mostly teenage kids who use this app. He said that data was accessible to the Chinese government. I suspect that isn't true. And who would want that data? Now, some people do want the data, and Microsoft is one of those companies who do want it. It comes at a time, you know, where Chinese-American relations are, you know, sort of at a multi-decade low. And so it really has turned into the most incredible, a really unusual situation. So President Trump has said that Microsoft can continue to look at acquiring it. And over the last 24 hours, it turns out that he's even suggested that America should get part of the fee. I think he described it as key money. He was thinking back to his landlord days.
I saw that earlier, and that makes absolutely no sense to me. And you might be able to shed some light on it. I mean, why does Trump think that they should be entitled to a cut? It's a Chinese app being bought by a US company in a private deal.
Exactly. And that's it. And what Microsoft are talking about buying is the American version and Australia, New Zealand, and I think one other country. I think there's four in total. And so they would take up the operations of those countries and sort of integrate it into the Microsoft product offering. Why the president would think that, you know, there's a finder's fee, presumably it ends up in the Treasury. Why he would think that, I don't know. But what it does illustrate, this could be a really serious issue, which I think could drive a wedge further between Chinese-American relations. Because, you know, I've heard commentators in the last day or so saying, could this happen to other Chinese companies? Well, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, what if the Chinese premier picked up the phone to Tim Cook and said, listen, if you want to sell iPhones in China, you know, we've got a great company called Huawei. So what are you going to do for us, Tim? Could that happen?
Let's talk about the potential buyer then, because when I heard that Microsoft was interested in buying TikTok, it struck me as, you know, an odd fit for the company.
It sounds like an odd fit. And Microsoft have never, you know, they missed the mobile revolution. They had a go with the Nokia phones. So, but they missed mobile phone, you know, the evolution of the smartphone. They have had an uncomfortable relationship with social media and sort of dabbled. And they had some sort of, you know, tools like Yammer and, of course, you know, Skype, you know, but not full on social media, except, of course, LinkedIn, which they now own. But LinkedIn is a professional social media website. So where does TikTok fit in? It could happen in a couple of ways. I think mostly they may look at it for its for the usefulness of its data and user habits. And so, of course, gaming is a really important business to Microsoft. And so what they might want to do is do an awful lot of research about how people interact with video, how they use TikTok, and how they create videos and post them, how long they spend on them. By the way, for TikTok users spend about 52 minutes a day on average on the site. So it's that's really good engagement. So would Microsoft seek to make it bigger and better and monetize it? Probably they would. But I do think there's value to them in their gaming business. However, one of the things about it, Frank, is that Microsoft have also tried to integrate video creation into their brilliant Surface tablet lineup. Hasn't really worked that well. So what they might be thinking of doing is integrating TikTok almost as part of the operating system so that people with portable Microsoft devices and, of course, the upcoming smaller devices that, you know, like phones, it might be really useful there. So Satya Nadella, who runs Microsoft, has done an incredible job. So I think he'll do something very clever with it, but it's still a surprise.
It is. And I suppose I know this is a little bit of a side issue, obviously, but there is a kind of a cloud of uncertainty. And it's by no means a done deal as well, this potential purchase by Microsoft. But Microsoft does have a record of not tinkering with businesses too much when they bring them into the fold. And influencers have expressed some concerns about Microsoft taking it on and creating a really boring app that people will then turn their attention away from. But given the fact, or given how Microsoft has, I suppose, dealt with, you know, the purchase of recent businesses, that maybe that would allay their fears somewhat.
Yeah, I think it will. And so you have, like, you know, there is a whole influencer culture within the TikTok world. And, you know, TikTok has its own...
They make a living out of it. You know, many make a decent living out of it, don't they?
And, you know, people get paid to create content. It is the ideal platform for sort of product placement. So if you're... It's a little bit Instagram in its potential, I think. And that's what it's likely to grow into. There has been sort of a... You know, there's a bit of a joke circulating over the last couple of days that, you know, the happiest people about Microsoft buying TikTok will be Facebook and Snap, because it will no longer be a challenger to Facebook and Snap. I don't think that's the case. Microsoft have proven themselves very adept at making at growing great businesses that they buy. But this would be, you know, it is a direct head-to-head competitor with Snapchat for sure.
Okay, I want to ask you finally then, we heard last week's US Congress antitrust hearing. They made it clear that, you know, the big four, the likes of Google, Apple, Facebook and Amazon, touch every aspect of our digital lives. So I wonder what tips would you have for people who have accounts with some or all of those, and they want to know how much data they actually retain in relation to them. Well, what advice would you have for those, Andy?
And it is a great question, because we're often curious about that, you know, and you can request the data that each of those companies have about you. Both Facebook, Google, Apple and Amazon have a facility. On Facebook, it's as simple as going to the settings and privacy section. And when you click on your Facebook information in the left-hand column, people will be familiar with, there is a very clear step to request a copy of your Facebook data. You can do the same thing on Google, Google Takeout, takeout.google.com. If you're an Apple user, you go to privacy.apple.com. And on Amazon, there's a request my data portal. So, you know, despite what happened at the congressional hearing last week, all of these companies, because of the pressure they felt over the last couple of years, have facilitated people in an easy way for them to get their data and to request it.
Good stuff. Okay, Andy O'Donoghue, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for that.
Today FM's Last Word on Tech with Matt Cooper and Volkswagen. Introducing the ID3, the next word in electric vehicles.